Looking after number one, the monarchy is seen by a lot of people in Britain as a quaint, if ludicrously expensive, tourist attraction. But it turns out that Her Majesty does a bit more than rubber stamping legislation that is passing through Parliament. The Queen and Prince Charles use their powers to vet legislation before it even gets debated in Parliament. You could assume her power of consent to debate to be a purely formal procedure. But it actually gives palace lawyers 14 days to vet proposed legislation and request alterations. There is evidence of successful royal lobbying. Most changes demanded have been to keep royal finances secret. Even the monarchy understands that, particularly in an age of austerity and in the middle of a pandemic, there's only so much that people will tolerate. The workers' movement needs to be wary of the institution of the monarchy. It is not a neutral anachronism. It will always act in the interests of protecting itself. And it would attempt to prevent any socialist government acting in the interests of the working class. Abolition of the monarchy has got to be one of the policies of the workers' movement. Alison Hill, Waltham Forest, East London.